Over there, you should be nizarnate dube faresia minogim deronate in that shul. About 27 years ago, I went into Rabbi Yoshiv and I asked him what would be the din in the yeshiva where I learned. There were bochum that came from a chassidish background, and they used to say tachnun before vurachum. And there was many bochum that came from a litvish background, and they said tachnun after vurachum. So the shaila was that it should be called loisis gerde do that. Some do like this and some do like that. So he told me that it's like shnei botei dinim, that everybody knows there's a minig of chassidim and there's a minig of litvish. So Memele, it's called like Shnei Botei Dinim, and there isn't called Loisis Goyde doing that. And then he added on himself, without me asking him, the Mishnah Brura says, in the Yochas Nefilas Apayim, I think it's in a parenthesis, he says that Lefi, the Aminig is that in the morning we're Nefil Apayim on the hand that doesn't have the Tefillin. That means we have Tefillin on the left hand, so we're Nefil Apayim on the right hand. If somebody says Eteriyat, so the opposite. So he says the Gra says to be Neufel Apayim always on the left hand. Ben if you have tefillin on it, or ben if you don't have tefillin on it. Always on the left hand. So the Mishnah Brura says not to be Neufel like the Gra because of Loisis Goyde. So he added on, Rabbi Yoshiv added on, that nowadays that everybody knows that there's a sheet of the Gra, there's people who are Neufel Kaminega Gra, so you could even be Neufel Apayim on the left side, and it wouldn't be called Loisis Goyde because it's like Shnei Botei Dinim. And then the Pasa Shulchan, it brings that in Tzfas, even at the time of the Arizal, Be'ez Shoya B'yor HaKodesh Tzfas, there was a kilo of Ashkenazim, Miuchedes, and they had their own Sidurim, and they used to daven Nusach Ashkenaz. And it brings that the Arizal was Mechabev, the piyut of the Kalir, that's the piyut by Kedusha, it talks about the Malochim and the Chayos and the Srofim. Varava Kodesh Arizal Biyomim Neroim Oyim Ispalad Benusach Ashkenaz Kemavu B'Sefer HaKavonis. That's what he adds on it there. That's the part of Halach about Loisis Goydedu. But I was wondering the whole week why the Torah gave Loisis Goydedu in the middle of this love of Loisis Goydedu al Nes. In fact, the Ritzvo, he says that when the Gemara asked, maybe Loisis Goydedu means only Agudos Agudos, but the Pasuk itself is talking about Nes, because the end says, Lo yisasimu kocha b'neinechem lo Nes. So what would be the Ava Amina, Lo yisis goydedu goes on agudis agudis? And Lamaisa, why does the Torah bring out Lo yisis goydedu agudis agudis dafke in this Pasuk? So Pipshuta l'chura, somebody was saying, Pasma like that, the Ritzvo says that one pshat is Lo yisis goydedu is loshen goydedu ilona. There's a Pasuk in Donir to cut. So when you're cutting a mess, it's called Loisis Goydedu to cut. And when we're talking about Agudos Agudos, it also like cuts Klal Yisrael into two parts. Agudos Agudos, it's also called cutting. And the Hemshech is from the Pasuk before. The Ritva also says that the Bonim Atim LaHashem Elokeichem. So Rashi says Loisis Goydedu, you have to look nice. If you're Bonim of Hashem, you have to look like that, like you're Bonim of Hashem, and you don't make cuts on yourself. And also, Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, you shouldn't cut the Klal Yisrael apart. Children shouldn't be fighting among themselves. If you're all Bonim LaHashem Elokeichem, so you should all be knowing together with Aguda Achas. Also, Shevet God, Rashi says, why is he called Atem Aleo Bo God? So Rashi says, one pshat, because he was Noilad Mol. Bo God is like he was cut. He was already cut. And we find by God, God Gedudia Gudenu, Gedudim Gedudim went out from God, that's what Rashi says, God Gedudia Gudenu, Vuhu Yogudokim, that all the Gedudim that would go out from God to Eretz Yisrael, they went to be Kodesh Eretz Yisrael, that was there tonight, the Bnei God, the Bnei Reuven go first, and they're Kodesh, so they came out Gedudim Gedudim, and they came out from God, which was Al Shem, that he was cut, he was Noilad Mol, so we see again, there's this inyan of being cut in yourself, that the goof should be cut, together with the inyan of going out gedudim, gedudim. It needs a pshat, but we see that it always goes together. also God, it says the Torah Zroya Af Kodko, that God by Yehuda it says Lamed Bnei Yehuda Keshes, Aloi Ksuval Sefer Yosha, because it says Yodcho Boirev Oyevecho, which Milchoma Ziyad Keneged Oyerev, but Keshes. But God, the Milchoma of God was never with a Keshes, it was always with a Cherev, that was the Torah Zroya Af Kodko that used to cut them. That was Lashon of cunning. Derech Agav, God is also Lashon Mazel. Rashi and Chumash says that God, Bo God that came a Mazel Tov. So we should all be Zoiche to be Sameach in Chag of Shavuos with a good Mazel. And we should have one Torah, not two Torahs.